I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, ever wonder what kind of music Hollywood superstar Michael Douglas likes to listen to? We'll tell you in just a minute. But first, we admit it. We spend plenty of time on the bad news out of Africa. Genocide in Darfur, post-election violence in Kenya, Zimbabwe's economic collapse. We just talked about the legacy of Liberia's civil war. But there are other stories to tell, and one man has made it his mission to tell them by creating the Africa Rising Music and Fashion Festival to showcase African and African-American music, fashion, and culture. He comes to Washington tomorrow with a concert and fashion show featuring supermodels and leading African designers. Founded in 2006, Africa Rising is the brainchild of Nduka Obagbena, editor-in-chief of the Nigerian newspaper This Day, and he joins us now. Also with us is Nigerian fashion icon Fatih Mohamed Asibalua. Welcome to you both. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
A fashion show. What else? What else will we see as part of the festival?
Well, you see lots of music, lots of fashion, and lots of culture. And all of that, essentially, is to tell the world that it's more about Africa than the news bulletins you see, than the wars, than the famine, and all of that.
What gave you the idea?
I'm a reporter. I grew up as a reporter. And I can see that the news about Africa does not always reflect the reality in Africa, that we are normal people too. I will do the right things, too. And I will make differences to people's lives, too.
You've been quoted as saying that the international community has been dealing with the symptoms, not the problems of Africa. What do you mean by that?
I mean that the international community focuses on famine and therefore they use aid as the one sovereign solution. I believe the problems of Africa go beyond giving out aid, giving out money, giving out handouts. It goes to the heart of investment. We should invest in social and fiscal infrastructure. With the right infrastructure, Africa would find its way and make its way out of poverty.
Fatih, why did you want to participate in this festival?
I thought it was a very great opportunity to also project Africa in a very positive way, like Mr. Nduka has been trying to do over the years. And then to also show the world that it's not all about, like you said, music, creativity. There's a lot going on in Africa that it's very positive that we think the world should come in and invest, like our financial services, in agriculture, in telecoms, I mean, even in aviation as well. Mm. You know, someone like Richard Branson have been able to come to Nigeria and develop, you know, the Virgin Nigeria, which is doing very well. Like he said, investors should come in and feel very safe that Nigeria is a place to be now.
Like, that, well, so things like that are important for you to grow your business, for example. Your label is called Momo.
Yes.
And where are you currently available? Only in Nigeria, or do you also are you international?
Right now, you know, we've been approached by international, you know, also to come into like Milan in Europe, and then also somewhere in Miami to showcase our work and to be able to like expand into bringing Africa, because everything we do is try to like, not just like the modern clothing, we have to tap into the African culture, into our design. And that for, I mean, Europeans and Americans is like something new, you know, we haven't seen this. And I think it's a very large market that, you know,
In fact, it's interesting that the so-called tribal look or exotic look was very big this past season. Does that irritate you when you say, well, hey, I mean, I'm an African designer and yet I have European and American designers kind of appropriating my cultural totems and...
It doesn't. I mean, it really encourages me. That means, you know, that shows me that, I mean, we are being appreciated. People know what we are doing. I mean, just like some designs 2 years ago by, I think, Valentino or some of them that did something with a local print from Abidjan, you know, and it was going for over like 3,000-4,000 euro. You know, I was like, what? You know, so that's to say that, I mean, there's something in that. There's a lot in Africa, not just something, not just fashion. You know, a lot in the entertainment industry as well. You know, Nollywood, for instance, it's booming, you know, so.
And Nduka, music, art, fashion, transcends borders. But there's always this debate about whether cultural appreciation translates into political respect. I mean, there have always been, in this country, for example, African-American musicians and artists who have been well appreciated, but they were performing in clubs where their own family members could not go. You know, how do you know that people won't just go to a concert and say, that's great, and leave it at that?
Yes, the concert or the music is a vehicle. Once it gets reported, then the message sticks in the subconscious. So as long as people talk about it, we're talking about it right now, perhaps you say, oh, maybe I will try Nigerian food. I'll try Senegalese meals. Maybe say, oh, I'll go to Senegal on tourism. And you build from there. And you begin to find out more. You begin to discover. So it's a whole journey of discovery. So this is a first step. It's a small step, but it's an important step.
Do you have, I wanted to ask the same question I asked Fatih, that some people resent it when people appropriate their culture.
I think culture is dynamic. Culture is dynamic. We all in the global world, and we all mingle. And
you eat spaghetti, right? Hamburgers, right?
Exactly. So we all get together. So it's so there's a whole cross-fertilization in culture. So essentially, the African culture has been laid back, but we are now coming. Our time is here.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. And I'm talking about Africa Rising, a festival created to raise awareness about the culture of Africa. And Duka, is there any moral complexity to offering a festival of this type at a time when there really is a lot of suffering on the continent? You know, some wonder, is there like a fiddling while Rome burns quality sometimes when we focus on things like fashion?
There is suffering on the continent. And there is good news on the continent. There is suffering in America, and there is good news in America. There is mass poverty in China, but there is good news in China. What our approach is to target the good news and use the good news to pull the rest out of poverty. Good news sells. Success begets success. If you take out the successful, and they themselves will take their families, their friends, their communities out of poverty. What we're saying to you is that come to Africa to invest, not because you are trying to assist Africa, but because you can also make good money. And when you do that, you help Africa grow.
There are more than 50 countries in Africa. Which ones, or how did you choose which ones to highlight?
If you look at the festival that we're having, I believe it's representative of most of Africa. If you look at the models, for instance, Lia Kabede is Ethiopian. I believe Lia Kabede was a top earner last year, you know, in the catwalks. Alec Wek is Sudanese. Oluchi is Nigerian. Bedel is from Burkina Faso. There are people from Southern, Eastern, Northern Africa.
You also include some American stars like Tyson Beckford, for example. Why is that?
Absolutely, because we use them as a pool. For instance, if you go to a mall, there's an anchor tenant in that mall, which pulls people in. So since you have cultural icons of African descent here, we use them as a pull factor to pull the rest in. Because if we were to come here with just African designers on their own, it may not get the attention that they deserve. But Momo Clothing on Naomi Campbell, on Lia Kadebe, makes the world take notice.
Fatih, tell me a little bit about your line. What will you be presenting?
Yeah, I'll be presenting.
And you look really cute, by the way.
Thank you.
Is that from your line?
Yeah, this one.
This one. It's kind of a... Describe it for me. It's kind of like...
It's a white cotton shirt with a red embroidery.
Red embroidery.
Yeah,
red
but the buttons. Jeans is not my line.
Kind of a... Well, we'll skip those. Kind of like poet sleeves a little
yes.
bit. Kind of puffy poet sleeves. Very,
yes.
very cute.
Thank
She's
you.
Got some major bling going on, too. I don't know. I'm feeling a little inadequate, but try to push through. Tell me a little bit about your line, Momo.
I'll tell you, Momo is about a lifestyle brand. You know, it's not about fashion. It's also about lifestyle in terms of we do a bit of interior, a bit of candles, a bit of things for the home, little bit of interior, not like major. And then we also do a ready-to-wear, which we call our Momo Attitude. you know, it's not really for everybody. You have to have an attitude to be able to wear it, because Nigerians, we think, are very conservative in their dress, and most of them
very conservative, really.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're trying to, like, you know, get them out there to wear things that, you know, which they will wear in Europe, they will wear in America, they will wear everywhere in the world. But in Nigeria, they'll be like, oh, you know, especially where I live up the north, not in Lagos or Port Harcourt, you know. And then we also have the Momo High Craft, which is the haute couture line, you know, which is also doing very well. But
do you aim to impart some sort of traditional touches to give it an African-ness, to make sure that people know this is an African line?
Yes, we do. Especially with this collection that we're having for this fashion show, everything was made. I mean, we went to the local market in Abuja, took all the pictures of all the handicrafts made in Nigeria, and then produce it into a textile that we are showing in this fashion show. So it's really to show the world that there's so much, you know, people can make with their hands and generate a lot of money. I mean, all they need is to be empowered, you know. So that's to say that, I mean, all the collection, you will see the reflection of Africa in what I'm showing, especially in this fashion show. We're showing things like the bangles, the global coins, the raffia, the basket, the cowries, you know, in different designs, in silk, in chiffon. So it's a mix of African and European. I mean, somebody in America can wear it because it's silk, it's chiffon, but, you know, you see the African touch in it. You don't miss it, you know.
What do you say to people perhaps who are not of African descent, who wonder whether these styles are for them or whether they would be perceived as perpetrating?
It,
you know,
is
what I mean?
For them. It's
what
not
do you
a,
say?
They don't have to ask the question. It is for them, because we have also followed the international trend to make the collection. So it's not just about Africa, in quote. We are also working in line with, okay, this can also show in New York Fashion Week, can show in London Fashion Week, not just for Nigerian market alone, but taking the African heritage or African handicraft, you know, to make this fabric.
And Duka, what else will we see in the course of the festival, which begins on Friday night?
Well, the festival started in Africa. Actually, it started in Nigeria. We're now in Washington, and we'll see lots of music, lots of fashion, lots of culture, and lots of talk. I mean, we have good hosts. We have a few speeches by a few ambassadors here and there who will talk to the issue, who will say the things that matter to us, who will call for investment.
Ambassadors talking at a fashion show. I'm trying to wrap my head around that. But I'll take your word that that's going to be entertaining. But
absolutely. It's everything. It's culture.
Fatih, before I let you go, I have to ask you, what do I need to be fly for the autumn season coming up?
You'll be looking at more bright colors, apparently, which is very unusual this time. It's going to be more of a mustard, of a opulent color, jewel toned, amethyst, of emerald green, more flowy dresses, very in autumn, which is unusual. I mean, usually autumn goes like, you know, you start reducing the color, intensity of the color, but this time it's going to be like more intense.
What should Nduka be buying for fall?
It depends on where he's going.
What should the international media executive man about town festival creator, what are one of his must have items for fall?
It should be a mustard color jacket, maybe, to make him, like, you know.
I'm very gray suited. I'm very gray suited, quite right of center.
And Duka, final word to you. What do you hope will come out of this festival? And do you envision this as an ongoing enterprise?
Absolutely.
Perhaps an annual.
Absolutely. It's in a third year now. It's about creating awareness. It's about celebrating the best and brightest of Africa. It's a small step, and we're going to take many steps from here.
Nduka Ogbagbena is editor-in-chief of Nigeria's This Day newspaper. He's also the founder of the Africa Rising Festival that gets underway here in Washington tomorrow to raise awareness about Africa. And we were also joined by Nigerian fashion icon Fatih Mohamed Asibelua, whose line is called Momo. Momo's wares will be shown at the festival taking place at the Kennedy Center, and they were both kind enough to join us here in our Washington studio. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.